You gotta believe in yourself, work hard. Telling yourself the truth, believe in yourself a little bit more, work hard, telling yourself the truth, believe in yourself a little bit more, and you know, always know that the best is yet to come, as long as you don't quit.
Okay.
Welcome to the Fuel Hunt Show.
What's going on, Eagles? This is the Fuel Hunt Show. I'm Joey. I'm here with Drew, my cousin and co-founder. And today we have the Fuel Hunt Show about the Fuel Hunt Show.
Yes, sir.
Am I bending your brain on that?
No. I get it. And I'm happy to be here, cuz. I'm
so excited to just get into this. I was remiss. I didn't even ask you how you're doing.
No, I forgive you.
So I think I hit you with the idea of doing the show yesterday. And it was intentional because I wanted to do a show about the making of the show to this point. So we're about 20 episodes in and we have a pretty remarkable achievement being only 20 episodes in, and that we're in the top 25% of all podcasts.
Yeah.
Now that's like a few million podcasts.
Yeah.
Right? And we're in the top 25%. Now 25% of a few million, 3 million, still, it's a lot of podcasts. However, within 20 shows, we were able to break through.
Yes.
And I've been mentioning that statistic a bit and that achievement, and I've been met with some commentary about it.
Oh, let's hear it. Haters.
No, not necessarily haters, but rationalization. Like, hey, well, that makes sense because, you know, you already have a strong community or you articulate things well, or you and Drew are family and have good energy, or there's like a lot of rationalizing as to why we've been able to do it. And I thought that it was prudent of us to talk about the fact that this has not been easy. It's something that we had to be convinced to do, convince us. We still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, all of the things. This is a show about documenting what it takes to make the show.
Yeah.
And that is one of the reasons why I hit you with it like last minute and said, hey, let's do this. Cause I didn't want to really prepare for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just wanted to discuss what the experience has
greatness
been like.
Greatness comes from spontaneity sometimes, I will say.
Yep.
To that point though, of being in the top 25% of all podcasts, not to squander our achievement. However, I read somewhere before, if you record a certain amount of podcasts and just literally do the work, put in the reps and upload them to, I don't know what the threshold is, but you're in a certain percentage just by doing, like a lot of people get one podcast in and then they never do anymore. How many people do you know like that?
In not just in podcasting, but in life, many, right? None of the few, but many. So not the few, but many. Yes. Yeah. So that's actually how it's measured. I'm not going to get into all like the details or whatever, but, you're correct. Like just the fact that you've recorded and released a certain number puts you in X percentage. Yeah. The tier that we're in now, as I understand it, from Dane and the good people at Shoemaker, has to do with the amount of downloads that we receive within 7 days of our release. Also the total number of downloads that we have, you know, thousands at this point. So that's what puts us in that tier.
Correct.
But I really wanted to step back from that tier and say like, look, not like it's been a struggle, but kind of like this is not comfortable for us.
No.
And I wanted to tell that side of the story. And the idea was really born from, like I said, some of the conversations I had and the rationalizing, but then also the fact that there were many Rise Eagles. So community members that are in Fuel Hunt Rise that have been booking coaching calls with me and with you to talk about starting their own podcast.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I haven't gotten any of the podcast ones. But would you like me to elaborate on the story of, or are you going to tell the story?
No, tell the story, bro.
So
tell the story.
Up until this point or recently, Joey and I have been behind the scenes if you want, because it's never been about us. It's always been about the community and our people. So when we started the idea of a lot of other entrepreneurs and brands we saw out there flexing on the gram, saying, oh, look at my warehouse, look at this, and look at all this hard work we're doing, and not actually being about the work, was one thing we never wanted to do.
It repulsed me, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. And it still was very uncomfortable for us to do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did get on board with our mentor, partner, and friend, Bedros Koulian, for anyone who doesn't know, great entrepreneur, great coach, and great thought leader of our generation, I'll say. He said you have to get out there and tell your story, because yep. people want to connect and know who they're buying from. Like I always say, when you make a purchase from Fuel Hunt, you're making a purchase on values, right? Freedom, hard work, and service.
Identity.
Others. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to know who's behind
yep.
the clothing that they're wearing to even make them more proud than they already are of wearing this is a dope shirt and the message and that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing they're supporting fellow hardworking Americans and good people and a family owned business yep. is even more important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we had to be coerced, man. Like, you know, I am very much a work in silence, success makes noise same. Type of dude.
That was OG shirt, our second shirt.
Yep, yep. So I enjoy working in the silence and working in the darkness, and I get the most fulfillment from our success when I see somebody else celebrating their achievement that we played a small part in.
Yeah.
Because of our community, our gear, our service to them, you know? So for me, I'm like, this ain't about me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not about you until it is, yeah. right? Like until you reach that precipice, which we were far past it, and B had to shake us and wake yeah. us up, is not about you till it is, till exactly what you described.
Correct.
When the community members or the people that you're adding value to need to understand that there's nothing special about you.
Yeah.
Right? Literally, you're a regular dude and there's nothing special about you. And you were able to do this so that you can show them who you are and that they could do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I have to remind myself and remind our team and my like our family and even you that no one out there doing great things is special. There's mm-hmm. nothing special about them. There's no difference between you. I mean, maybe Elon Musk, we'll say, maybe like someone like that. But even though.
This is the thing. Like, people have talent, but talent doesn't get the job done.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know?
Nothing is inherently different about them or the people living the life that you want to live
mm-hmm.
and you and the yep. life you're living currently. They just chose to do the hard work it took to get there
yep.
that you aren't doing yet.
Pop quiz for you.
Yeah, I'm nervous for this because
the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. Name that movie.
Saddest thing in life is wasted talent.
It's one of my favorite movie quotes, and we talked about the movie earlier here at HQ.
Oh, is it A Bronx Tale?
I never saw it.
I mean, see, now you're going to put me on blast because now we just told everyone that I never saw The Bronx Tale. But sorry, there's already a number of movies I haven't seen.
If you're going to start with The Bronx Tale. Yeah, start with a Bronx.
Wasn't there another movie we talked about that I have to watch?
Probably a few.
Yeah.
Way of Samurai. Yeah, there's probably a few. Start with a Bronx.
Way of Samurai has like samurais in it because I'm reading Musashi right now.
Oh, are you really? Yeah, book Five Rings?
No. It's a book that says Musashi on it. So I don't know if it's about it. It's a
collection.
Kind of wild.
Yeah, it's a collection.
But I did see that the Book of Five Rings is like
this. It does. So when I was in Japan, this is probably 10 years ago, I was able to visit the blacksmith that made the swords used in Last Samurai. And that smith is like the last standing family in Japan. Yeah. You're talking about, you know, hundreds of years of making katana and tantos and all that stuff. But anyway, that was the pop quiz. I agree with you. Just to reinforce your point, right? We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
like, we've got some stuff figured out.
Yeah.
Right? And we can help people time collapse and share our gifts.
Yeah.
Right? And our growth with them to help them on their journeys. But on a daily basis, we're still figuring it out. Yeah. Like, there's nothing different about us. Do we each have talents that we brought to the table that we worked hard to hone over the years before Fuel Hunt and during Fuel Hunt? Yes. But, like, we are not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it all figured out. But there's one thing that we have figured it out. Figured out. There's one thing we figured out.
I wonder if we have the same thing in mind.
There's one thing that we have figured out, and it's hard work works.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
I have to elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm.
There is one word that you instilled in me back in the day, because I always worked hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Do you know what the word is?
Intention.
Yes, and working. And that's where people miss, yeah. Right? People that want to be entrepreneurs, want to start podcasts, want to be the next great thing on social media or next great business. They love the idea or the thought of being that person, but they lack the intention in their actions and what they're doing to get there.
Yep.
And if you, and this is a secret, we're giving away secrets.
When you say intention, you mean, for me, intention means something very specific, right? It's a why that's rooted in the service of others. That's
very succinct. That's a very succinct way of saying it. But when I look at any action, especially an action I'm doing for our community, our customers, or our team, or just anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why or thinking about the outcome I want to happen from doing so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
So thinking with the outcome in mind before doing anything.
Yeah, I like that. What I can think of like one other impediment, one other story I told myself that prevented us from starting the show sooner. So you see where I'm going with that? Like I could have been a better advocate. I could have a better leader. Yeah. I could have come to you and been like, hey, Drew, we should start this show because of X, Y, or Z. It's our duty. It's important. You know, the community needs it. They deserve it, you know. But I didn't because I was telling myself some stories.
Yeah.
I can think of one of them. Do you have any other reasons why you didn't come to me and say like, hey, look, we need to do this sooner?
No, it was really just rooted in imposter syndrome, really, because I always think, even to this day, you know, like all the great things I have to be reminded of, all the great things we've done, lives we've changed, businesses we've built, that we're actually making an impact. So I at no point in my journey felt as though I was in a place to share stories or knowledge, right? I was always thinking that I'm not good enough. And that's something, and this goes back to the post that I posted on Instagram the other day that said, like, basically, newsflash, you're still not good enough. And a lot of people got offended by it. But I think if everyone took the time to remind themselves of that, the world would be a much better place.
Yeah. I'm with you on the imposter syndrome. For me, it's rooted in, like, I think it's every high achiever feels that way. Because it's never good enough. Like for me, I'm always, as I've said before, looking for the next mountain. And I really don't, and I realize that this isn't smart or healthy sometimes. I don't really celebrate wins. Like I'm always looking outward at a 10-year vision, you know? And we could have crushed our 3-year vision, but I'm still focused on the 10-year vision, like looking outwards. And
yeah.
So I understand what you're saying there. The reality of it is, you know, we've learned a lot through our successes and our failures up until this point, almost 7 years in, or over 7 years maybe at this point. And I see it as our duty to share that knowledge.
Yeah.
And we're not coming from a place of we're perfect, we figured it all out. I said that in the beginning of the show, like we're figuring this out as we go.
Yeah.
But we have learned a lot that can help people, and it's our duty to share that.
I agree.
You know, who would we be if we just held on to all those gifts of growth?
No. Yeah. And this is also not just to share, but just to connect and help our community members grow in their own lives. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is a different level of connection
yeah.
than say like the writing that we do, which we did for many years yeah. for Fuel Hunt. And like one of the other
now you can actually feel our energy
yes.
behind every one of those posts. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Yep. There's a face to the energy. Yeah. You know? More faces to the few.
Yep.
You know what I mean? One aside from imposter syndrome, which everybody has, and that you know, trapped story that's in your nervous system rattling around yeah. that keeps you from doing things. Like we all have that. Yeah, we all have it, right? The other thing that, which is interesting, that kept me from being a better leader and saying let's do this show sooner and now, is actually something that I've heard Lyman talk about before. He's here with us today because we're going to be interviewing him soon on the show, Lyman Good. And he's in an entrepreneur group. And one of his members in the group mentioned something to him about how, you know, good is really the enemy of great. And I know, you know, there's a book and all that stuff, but he said that sometimes it's what we're good at that actually keeps us from becoming great. And that was definitely in play for me when it comes to this show, because
Lyman said that
it was a conversation Lyman had with one of the members of the entrepreneur group yeah. he was in. And I heard him tell that story before
wow.
and it really resonated with me because we're talking about talents. Like I've worked very hard to be a good writer.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty good writer.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I'm a good copywriter.
A lot of people say that.
I can use words to help people feel energy and leave them better than I found them.
Yeah.
And what I did for years was say, I'm good at that. So I'm going to lean into that strength. When really in my heart of hearts, I know we can be great at this
yeah.
and we can impact so many more lives.
Yeah.
But instead I leaned into what I was good at and it prohibited me from us potentially being great. And we will be great at this.
Yes. 2 points to that. Do you think we would say you were staying in your comfort zone a little bit? So this is a challenge to get out of your comfort zone?
It is. It is a challenge to get out of my comfort zone.
Subconsciously, I think we do it sometimes, even though that we're
Well, think about it. You think like, oh, well, you know, I'm good at this. It's providing value to our community. Yeah. It's changing their lives. Just lean into it. But and the reality is, you know, it's a sliding scale. You're successful at one thing. It goes back to the mountain. Always looking for the next mountain. You're successful at one thing.
Yeah.
That is now a trigger for me to yeah. say, now I have to suck at something else.
Yeah.
Like I have to go back to the suck in success.
Yep. There are conflicting thoughts on that. Good is the enemy of a great thing.
There are.
Because what is the perfect is the enemy of progress, right? Is mm-hmm. the other.
Yep.
So I really, a challenge for me, not a challenge, but a framework I like to, a lens I like to look through when I'm working on something is it when I'm working with intention,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, is this better than good? It might not be great because perfect is not necessarily a thing.
Yep.
But is it better than good? Right. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want the listeners and the people that actually are taking what we're saying and like, okay, like good is the enemy of the great. Like there's a fine line.
I think it's relative, right? Like I think you would talk to some people and they would say, actually you're like in my instance, as I speak for myself, they would say, hey, actually you're not a good writer. You're a really good writer.
Yeah.
And that may be true. Right. So like maybe I'm diluting it a yeah, little bit yeah. and just saying I'm good, but the same principle applies. Like I know I have what it takes to make this show great with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we do that, we will impact 100 times the amount of lives than we've done with our writing.
Yeah.
So I lied to myself for a little while and said, hey, look, like you're really good at this thing. Just stick with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it kept me, I would agree. It kept me in my strength zone, like yeah. a zone of strength
that was comfortable.
It was comfortable. You know, it was comfortable to a certain degree. And now, if you rewind, you're talking about perfect and how it doesn't exist. Go back to the first couple episodes of the show. You could feel our intention and our energy, but we've grown in 19, 20 episodes. Like
oh, yeah.
we've grown And that just goes to show that hard work works.
Yeah.
You know, we've said, we've watched as painful, it was, dude, I'm gonna lie. It was painful for me to watch like the first couple of episodes just because of all of the filler words and everything. And the only reason that I was, my speaking or my communication wasn't as polished as it should be is because I was so like, I was in my own head with, I need to provide so much. I need to be basically like a philosopher right now. I have to provide so much value. Like I value our community members' time so much. I was like, I need to provide so much value within 60 seconds that they're blown away.
Yeah.
The reality of it is they want, our community members want to know us.
Yeah.
And they want to know us authentically.
Exactly.
And I think that that's one of the biggest breakthroughs that I've had. And I tell that to the Rise Eagles that jump on the phone with me because they, dude, I just had a call on Friday with someone and they were like, you know, I've got a face for radio. You know, you ever hear, you ever hear that? Yeah. And they were like, look, like I have a little ways to go before I can articulate like you do. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, your show is not the Fuel Hunt show.
Yeah.
And you're not Joey. Like you need to show up as you.
Yep.
And take that this isn't something I read in a calendar. I learned this in the past 19 episodes.
Yep.
I was trying to show up like Socrates.
It's funny how this relates back to our episode on brand building.
Mm-hmm.
But now just a quick excerpt, digress a little bit. I don't think you should come out of the gate if you're building a brand and be the face of the brand. Like posting yourself all over the page and saying, hey, this is me, this is the brand. Because I don't think that's...
Do you think that that's because of how you've seen it done poorly in this day and age?
I think you have to build first. I think the brand needs to be, as Fuel Hunt was and still is, it's built around the mission and the community and the people, not around us. We're just the leaders of it.
I can get behind that. Like it's like what I said earlier, it's not about you until it is.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know, it's not about you till it is. And if you make it about you too soon, it stays about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no one's really going to sign up for that. If they want to follow you, they'll go to your personal page.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's
they're
true.
They're here for the mission.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That's true.
I forgot my other point. Another thing in brand building.
You're talking about the brand building workshop that we did.
Yep. Correct. And I mentioned on that brand building workshop, if you want Rise, for those who don't know, being authentic. Mm-hmm. So worrying about showing up as polished or as perfect as you want, or like someone comparing yourself to someone else's today or someone's tomorrow, your today, is just silly. Be authentic. Be the real you. You know what I mean? I'm not the best speaker yet, but am I striving to be so? Mm-hmm. And is it sometimes painful to go back and listen to our episodes to get reps and see where I can improve and be better? Yes, it's hard, but that's me working with intention.
Hard work works.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because that's the other reason that I suggested doing the show about the show, the show right now, because I did, candidly, a bad job of documenting the journey of Fuel Hunt up until this point. Now, you've got some great photos of you and the family in the basement, right? From the very beginning, packing Ant's truck and driving orders around to the thing. You know, floor to ceiling boxes that we have to, you did a really great job of that. I have nothing.
Yeah.
And because we weren't front and center on the brand, I don't even have those type of memories, right? But now, only 19 or 20 episodes in, we have the ability to do this now. So this show, I want to go back. We're in the top 25% of all podcasts right now. When we're in the top, the next target is top 10%, and after that, it's top 1%.
Yep.
I want to go back when we hit top 10%, and I want to rewatch this show, and I want to see how much we've grown.
And it is, I do have some videos of you that have come up on my phone doing different Instagram things.
Yeah.
you have grown. First of all, you look way better than you did when you were a couple years ago.
I appreciate that.
And
I'm like a fine wine. I'm getting better with it.
It's for everyone that thinks they're not as great of an order yet as Joey, as you are. Like, it wasn't that mm-hmm. as good as it is now back then. You were very clear in what you were saying. But do you remember the video I'm talking about where?
Yeah, painty video.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. It's funny, dude.
Because I wasn't, again, like, I was so focused on being clear.
Exactly. Like, this needs to be perfect.
I wasn't conscious. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't showing up as who I was.
You're almost robotic.
Yeah, I was just focused on, like, okay, like, the community is asking a question.
Yep.
I need to show up and be, like, super clear. Like, everybody needs to understand me. I need to, like, stand up straight, just look into the camera. There was no authenticity.
Yep.
And that video, I know that video. That's probably the only video I have, actually.
You did this painting.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, even mannerisms, not just my speech. Yeah. Hard work works.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But I'm very excited to look back on this episode. I know we kind of did it off the cuff and there were some gems in here for the community, but I'm very excited to look back on it when we're in the top 10% and then when we're in the top 1% to look back and say, we documented the journey and not just for ourselves, but for everybody else too. Yeah. And we were more transparent. We've been talking a lot about that, like transparency on the journey, how dark it can get sometimes, how there's peaks of light, but there's a lot of caves, dark, deep, moldy caves.
Yeah.
And this episode, we're not getting into any of our horror stories or war stories, but it is a way for us to document our growth.
Yeah.
You know, definitely go back to the first episode. Like, I know it wasn't terrible, but it certainly wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of us for the growth, and I'm grateful to Bedros for giving us the butt kick to do it, you know?
So, I agree.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts about the show? One thing I will do is just give a shout out to Dane and Adon and Morgan and the whole crew over at Shoemaker. We are in a position, it's not a comfortable position, but we are in a position where we could make an investment to bring a very talented crew in to help us produce, edit, and publish this show.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that that's what you need if you are looking to start your own show. Start now. Prop your iPhone up against your water bottle and start speaking into that camera. Even if you don't publish it, start speaking. Speak to your person. We talk a lot about who your person is when it comes to building your brand or business. Speak to your person and tell them what they need to hear and practice and try and get started. Don't wait and say, well, I don't have the camera I want. I don't have the crew I want. I don't have the support I need. Yep. Just start.
Yep.
But shout out. Extreme gratitude to the gang over at Shoemaker for helping us with this.
Yeah. I agree. Love you, Dane.
All right. So, yes. Anything else? Any other closing thoughts? No?
No.
Okay. No. All right. If you enjoyed this show, you inspired me when you, you know, took the reins. I feel like now I got to do that because if I don't, I might get put back on the chopping block, lose my job.
So we do a couple episodes, a sesh where I
you impart your wisdom on me?
Where I take the reins.
Okay, I got you.
I feel comfortable in the driver's seat.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Was it always that way?
No.
Episode one,
no,
was it that
no,
way?
No.
Okay.
But you have to believe in yourself first. And I posted that on my personal page, but you have to believe in yourself first before anyone else will.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And we've talked about hard work, and you know I'm the cycle.
Yeah.
The beautiful cycle of self-belief and hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. You got to believe in yourself, work hard, telling yourself the truth, believe in yourself a little bit more, work hard, telling yourself the truth, believe in yourself a little bit more. And, you know, always know that the best is yet to come as long as you don't quit.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So if you, Eagles, if you enjoyed this show, about the show, please share it with a fellow Eagle. Eagles only, please. Someone that lives by the rules of the few. And I'll leave you with a reminder. Always choose hard work over handouts. Always choose effort over entitlement. No one owns you. No one owes you. You're one of the few. Let's hunt.